The Brewers ran their win streak to 5 games, knocking off the Braves 7-2 in Atlanta last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Isaac Collins had 2 hits and 2 RBI, while Andrew Vaughn drove in a pair to extend his hitting streak to 11 games. Freddie Peralta earned the victory. He allowed a run on 4 hits in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy said his team was able to take advantage of Atlanta's mistakes.
Now, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores 2 runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
Brewers will play for the sweep tonight. Cubs lost again, falling 5-1 to the Reds. They now fall 4 games behind the Brewers in the National League Central. Dodgers down the Cardinals 12-4, Giants over the Pirates 8-1. Packers linebacker Quay Walker returning to full practice yesterday, returning from offseason ankle surgery. Defensive back Nate Hobbs already rehabbing his surgically repaired right knee after suffering a meniscus injury in practice. He quickly had that surgery once he found out what the problem was.
I feel like that's part of my job. You know what I'm saying? I'm a professional. I get paid to do this. So anything concerning my body, I need to try to get on right away. And I felt like it was something that we needed to do the next day or the day after. I'm like, we can do this today. Like right now, let's get it handled so I can get back.
Hobbs expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks. Former Packers running back LaShawn Johnson convicted on 6 felony counts related to dogfighting. Johnson surrendered 190 dogs as part of the verdict. He played for the Packers in 1994 and 1995, faces 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 with sentencing at a later date. The worldwide leader in sports making a major deal to acquire the NFL Network and other NFL media assets. A deal will include ESPN acquiring the linear rights to the league's Red Zone channel and also includes the NFL getting a 10% equity in ESPN. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.